Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Hello and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting from Seattle, Washington with the Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. This podcast will discuss the fossil discovered in 2009, Ardipithecus ramidus, otherwise known as Ardi. In some ways, the career of a missing link mirrors the career of a celebutante. They break onto the scene with much hype and fanfare. Everyone is wowed, or at least everyone pretends to be wowed, so nobody can be accused of ruining the party. Besides, she's useful for advancing lots of agendas. But after a little while, people begin to realize that the star really doesn't have all the talent that everyone hoped for. Nobody wants to feign excitement anymore. And eventually, people are sickened of the original hype and become eager to see the celebutante fall. Then, it's the fallen celebutante that starts making headlines. Substitute the word missing link for celebutante, and this is something like what we've seen with Ardi, the once purported oldest human ancestor. Last fall in 2009, Ardi came on to the missing link scene with a bang. The journal Science called her the breakthrough of the year. So did Time magazine. We've covered a few lone dissenters to the Ardi hype here on Evolution News and ID the Future, noting that despite the confident statements about Ardi's reconstruction, reports admitted that her initial skeleton was chalky, or squished, or badly crushed and distorted. Some articles even said that she needed extensive digital reconstruction, was initially crushed to smithereens, and would turn to dust at a touch, with a pelvis that initially, quote, looked like an Irish stew, unquote. Now Time magazine is starting to go over the apex of the hype curve. In a recent article titled, Ardi, the Human Ancestor Who Wasn't, Time notes that, quote, two new articles being published in Science question some of the major conclusions of Ardi's researchers, including whether this small, strange-looking creature is even a human ancestor at all. Likewise, Nature reports that Ardi may be more ape than human. In the first article titled Comment on the Paleobiology and Classification of Ardipithecus ramidus, Esteban Sarmiento, a primatologist at the Human Evolution Foundation, argues that many of the characters, the scientific term for physical traits used by White to place Ardi on the human lineage, are also shared by other primates. He argues that the evidence suggests Ardi belongs to a species that evolved before the moment when humans, apes, and chimps diverged along different evolutionary paths. That is significant because one of the things that made Ardi interesting, scientifically, was that she had been identified by White as the earliest known descendant of the last common ancestor of humans and African apes. Thus, her physiology would offer clues to what makes humans different from their nearest relatives. Quote, White showed no evidence that Ardi is on the human lineage, Sarmiento says. Those characters that he posited as relating exclusively to humans also exist in apes and ape fossils that we consider not to be in the human lineage. The biggest mistake White made, according to the paper, was to use outmoded characters and concepts to classify Ardi and to fail to identify anatomical clues that would rule her out as a human ancestor. As an example, Sarmiento says that on the base of Ardi's skull, the inside of the jaw joint serves as open, as it is in orangutans and gibbons, not fused to the rest of the skull as it is in humans and African apes, suggesting that Ardi diverged before this character developed in the common ancestor of humans and apes. While these are relatively muted attacks on Ardi, they nonetheless show that the hype is wearing off. As Time notes, Sarmiento regards the hype around Ardi to have been overblown. Given that these fossils come from the realm of science, not from the world of celebrity gossip, why is the hype even necessary in the first place? Discover magazine is now saying, "The bones of our ancestors do not speak across time with ultimate clarity." That's an understatement, but given how everyone previously fawned over Ardi's missing link status, could it be that there is more than mere science driving the promotion of these missing links? I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2010. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.